Well, hey guys, my name is Noah. I have a new life in Christ. I am recovering from an addiction to pornography, people pleasing, and this week, the desire to be perfect and thus escape any kind of pain in my life. Does anybody know what that feels like? Has anybody achieved that? Dang, okay, I was hoping we could talk later. I'm still working on that one. Hey, I'm going to tell you a story. So in a former life, I worked at a marketing firm. I actually have a degree in advertising, okay? I know those, this and ministry, they go hand in hand. And so one of the things that we did is we would frequently go before our clients. We'd sit face-to-face with them, and just we would go, we'd kind of walk through all the stuff that we'd been working on. Here's all these initiatives that we've been, doing for you, and here's how they're performing, and here's what we're doing. And so what that meant for me is that I got to do maybe the favorite thing that I've ever done is update spreadsheets and cell by cell, right? And then I got to print it out, and then when it didn't print or when it had an error that I didn't see on the screen, then I had to go print it all again on this expensive fancy paper color printer and then bind it in these books, and it was painstaking work. And I'm not gifted at that. And I remember one time specifically, I was up at the office at midnight, and I'd been there all day, and I'm poring over these spreadsheets, and I'm wrestling with trying to get them on to look the same way that I think they should. And I've got a flight to catch at 6 a.m., right? Which means that in about 4 hours, I need to be headed to the airport, right? And I am like stressed out of my mind. I'm so frustrated, and I'm just shaking. I'm literally like shaking with anxiety and nervousness, and that because I'm a blame shifter. Then I start blaming everybody, right? It's my boss's fault that he's got these expectations, right? And it's that guy because he interrupted me, and I couldn't start on this whatever until 5, and then that now I'm here at midnight, and then it's the developer at Microsoft that can't figure out how to do that I'm struggling with this, and I just I'm seething mad, and I'm asking God, I'm like, what do you want me to do here, God? And these words come to me. He says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is my will for you in Christ Jesus. And I'm like, are you kidding me, God? Like, you want me to give thanks right now? Of all things, I'm livid, like I'm having a visceral, physical response here, and you want me to give thanks? And I had this picture in my mind. So I thought, one of these days, I'm going to stand before the Lord, and I'm actually like crazy of crazy ideas. I'm going to be shoulder to shoulder with the Lord. And I don't know if he's going to kind of walk me back through my whole life or if it's just going to kind of click, like come into focus all of a sudden. But I'm going to realize like how he's been working this entire time to make me look like Jesus, and how everything in my life has pointed to Jesus, and everything has been for his glory and to bring his kingdom on the earth. And he's going to show me how this thing right here where I'm stuck at the office at midnight, frustrated out of my mind, is serving him and is pointing people to Jesus. And I'm going to erupt in gratitude and in praise and in thanksgiving. And I'm going to be really embarrassed at how petty and impetuous and short-sighted I'm being right now. And so I realized that moment, that night, like I have an opportunity to thank God even for this thing that I think is a curse, is the bane of my existence. And so I did. I started to thank God. Thank you, Lord, that this spreadsheet doesn't work. Thank you, Lord, that again, it didn't print the way. Thank you, Lord, that I have to catch a flight in 4 hours. And you know what happened? My heart started to change. I started to realize that God is working in that, even though I can't see it. And the reality is all of us have stuff today. Pain from decisions that we've made, right? From sin in our past. Loved ones who have hurt us, who have robbed things from us, stolen from us, who have cheated us, who have deceived us. Some of those people you're going to see this week, right? You're going to go see them on Thursday, and it's not going to be fun, and it's not going to be awesome. It's going to be painful, right? I mean, y'all are laughing because it's true, and I'm right there with you. But it is. It's it's like, here we go again. All right, I got to go, you know, Turkey Day, yay. But the reality is, guys, are we going to be the kinds of people who wait until God connects all the dots for us? That we go, oh yeah, God, you were right the whole time. I could have trusted you. Or are we going to trust him? And are we going to give thanks for the things in our lives that don't make sense and that frankly hurt and that we wish we could just be completely rid of? Are we going to give thanks for those things? The psalmist says in 119, verse 71, he says, it is good for me that I was afflicted so that I might learn your decrees.